Demo Project is a contemporary and alternative gallery space located off of 4th Street in what was once a residential property, a simple sort of bungalow-style house. And it served in the past as a residential site. It exists now as a gallery. It is under the ownership of the Springfield Art Association, who has given it over to all of us that run Demo as a team. And so we program contemporary artists and exhibitions and other events in this house. So there are currently two gallery spaces inside the house. Artists come in. We invite artists to come in and they engage the site, engage the structure with their work, with projects. And then, of course, the name Demo really has multiple associations. You can think about a demo as a demonstration in the artist studio context, but then also it refers to the fact that demo is going to be demolished. It's always been the understanding that we have this building until it's demolished, which is coming up very soon in early 2018.
And so with that in mind, the final birthday for the demo is coming up with a reception this Friday.
Correct.
Give us a taste of what will be happening.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we have two spaces now, although there's actually going to be three different exhibitions happening. So September marks our fourth birthday. Demo launched in September of 2013. It is very sadly going to be our last birthday. And I think it's appropriate that in some way, all three exhibitions have a previous history and relationship to Demo. So in the front gallery, Betsy Odom and Rafael E. Vera are going to be doing some, are going to have a project of their collaborative work together. A series of sculptures, installations. And Betsy Odom was actually our very first demo artist. So she was there at the birth of the project. So it's great that she's going to be there for our last birthday as well. In the back gallery, Sarah and Joseph Belknap, another collaborative pair, are going to be showing their work. And they've previously worked with Demo and represented us at a previous art event in Chicago. And then, and this has been temporary, we've already had one exhibition, we'll have another after this, Standard, which is a curatorial project driven by St. Louis artist Sage Dawson. Sage was a previous Demo artist. She's shown with Demo in the past. So Standard is essentially a flagpole that serves as a exhibition site and prompt for artists to respond to. And so she has curated, Sage has curated Brianne Trammell as her artist for Standard this month as well. So in Standard, the flagpole is going to be located on the front porch outside of Demo. So three separate exhibitions happening all together at the same time with the reception this Friday.
And so over the past 4 years, you've brought in contemporary artists from all over Illinois. But even, you know, I've met people from New York City. Can you just talk a little bit about the reception, not just from the community, but you've really established a name for yourself?
Yeah. So, you know, our intention with Demo was always to sort of provide an opportunity for the local community. Maybe we can even extend that to, say, the regional community to experience contemporary art, to experience artwork that they might not get to see otherwise, and certainly to get to see it in that context, in a home which is disarming, which might ease any anxieties or misconceptions, or maybe true conceptions that anyone in the community might have about what contemporary art is. And so that was always our aim, was to provide this opportunity for our community as well as for artists. And so we've shown artists, certainly locally, a number of local artists in the past, but then regionally throughout the state of Illinois, and then yes, as you've said, from really all over the nation. It's refreshing to know that you can do something grassroots. We have no budget. We have no funding. And to just work with artists and to know that there are artists that are eager and excited to have an opportunity to show their work and to have the reception we've had from the community and beyond the local community to just be aware and to be interested in what Demo is and in what we're doing and in what artists that are showing with us are doing.
And so we know that the Demo won't be around for all that longer. As we've been talking about, the last birthday celebration slash art show is this weekend. Friday is the reception for it. We'll have more information at nprillinois.org. Jeff Robinson is here. He is the director of the UIS Visual Arts Gallery out here, but he's talking about the Demo because he's also one of the co-founders and organizers behind that. So what happens after the Demo's gone? Is there still this momentum to keep, you know, this kind of DIY ethic alive when it comes to modern art in Springfield?
Yeah, we certainly hope so. I mean, it's funny. I feel like we've been so, we just met this week to continue discussions about what does the end look like. You know, we're trying to make sure that this project is realized to its fullest and that there is some appropriate, I guess we'll call it send-off to what Demo is and its mission and its fulfillment in being demolished. And so we've been thinking about that so much that we're aware of and sad and about it being gone. And we're certainly, and I think everyone on the team is thinking about what comes next. I think we'll be a little excited to have a little bit of downtime and breathing room to sort of plan for that and make sure that what happens and what comes next is purposeful and is right in terms of timing and in terms of its mission and what it is. But yeah, I think we're definitely eager to continue this DIY effort. There's just something really fun and exciting and energizing, certainly for us, I hope for the community and for the artists that we work with. I think that, you know, we're not alone. There's a great number of organizations in the community arts organizations that are doing really amazing things, and they're doing it without a lot of support, whatever that may mean in terms of funding or otherwise. And so I'm really excited to see what happens, certainly with Demo and its end, but also after that in the city of Springfield. It's an exciting time to be here.